FM.com.
It was so groovy. You can't believe how groovy it was. It was just, oh, wow.
A place where groovy meets dope and far out links arms with peeps and homies in a musical dimension where everything good in life blossoms and smells really swell. The land of Error FM.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Welcome to the Oddcast, only on AirFMLive.com with Dusty Angel.
Yeah, you've sat on the cum stainer too.
Desi.
I look like a whore. I didn't even do anything.
And Robert.
Soon we'll be drinking recycled pee.
It's not a mistake. It's an FM.
Here they are. The Oddcast. Live.
Robert, what the hell is up?
Not much.
Well, our girl Desi is having another herpes outbreak tonight. She's not going to be able to make the show, but we have a very special guest sitting in with us. Can we give a nice Oddcast welcome?
Yeah, we can.
Let's do it. Let's give a nice Oddcast welcome to our resident female of the day, the beautiful, the lovely Marissa.
Woo! Yeah.
Is her mic on?
There you go.
Okay.
How's it going? Good to see you, sweetheart. Are you going to hang out with us today and just shoot the shit?
You know it.
Good. So do you live around here? Are you a 714 girl, or are you where are you from?
Well, 714. I just moved
from
Brea.
So you're pretty
much on the borderline.
Oh, on the border. Okay. So what do you do, Marissa? I'm just curious. I want to know.
I want to know about
Marissa. Oh, really?
I'm a writing tutor.
Hmm.
I'm a jack of many trades.
Oh, okay. Like, do you help out like kids who don't understand English? Do you just dumbass kids in school? And you
well,
can call
I
them
mean,
dumb.
College.
They're not listening
it's,
right now.
It's college, but all of the above. Yes.
Oh, okay. So we have Marissa, the writing tutor, sitting in with us today for our beautiful girl Desi. What's been Robert? I'm kind of been drinking all day, man, to be honest
really?
With you.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
All-Star game is in town, oh. NBA All-Star game. So what do you think of the results?
What are the results?
Exactly. I know you're gay ass didn't watch it.
I was at Universal Studios all day.
That's right.
So I wouldn't know even if you paid me. Even if I was straight, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And basically, a lot of people are in town and a lot of alcohol going on. And I hope people aren't driving in the rain.
Wait, were the Lakers playing in that?
A couple of the Lakers.
Oh.
It's the best from the West and the best from the East
colliding.
Because
I saw at Walmart, they had Laker flags.
That, yeah, you know what, that's probably a, you know, represent the West, represent, you know, so that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I was out there rooting for the West Side and kind of just, you know, been bar hopping, actually, and just kind of just drinking here, drinking there. I actually got here a little bit early. I was in your area way before you got here today, and I actually stopped at a little bar right down the street from your spot and had
Did
a beer.
You?
Yeah. Yeah, I said, fuck
it. How
was it? It was cool. Little $4 beer. It was cool. Just hung out, messed
what
with the locals. Stella. I'm a Stella kind of guy.
You didn't get hassled?
Nah, why? Should I?
I don't know.
Nah, it was...
You look like you're from Long Beach.
Nah, oh, I do? Really? Yeah. Nah, I kind of fit in. I just walked right in and just kind of blended in with the what do you call them, the locals?
Right.
Yeah, so it was cool. It was cool. But I came up with something, Rob. I came up with a conclusion, and one of my New Year's resolutions, you know, from a month and a half ago, was to be more polite.
Oh,
and
right.
It's not working, dude.
No,
it's a horrible resolution.
Yes, and it is because there's so many assholes out there, right?
Yeah.
And then an asshole upsets you, and then next thing you know, you don't want to open the door or hold the elevator for somebody. But I have been doing it too much, and I've been just holding it open for like the girls with the boobs and like the hot girls.
Right.
Like I don't basically, dude, I dissed this old lady who, like, was coming running for the elevator, and I saw her, but I kind of, like, scooted to the side of the elevator where she couldn't see me, and I pushed up real fast, because I was like,
that's terrible.
It was, right? It was, and she was a sweet little old lady, and there's a bank in the same building I work at, and I think she was probably going there to, you know, do some banking or something, probably write out her last will to her grandkids, and...
Damn, Dusty.
I know, but
you're
if it was...
You're getting ruthless.
I know, but if it was a hot chick... I would have waited. I would have been 2 minutes late
haven't
to work.
Haven't you ever seen that movie, Drag Me to Hell?
No, I haven't.
Don't mess with old ladies.
No, I haven't seen it. No, what is it? What happens?
Well, a chick messes with an old lady, and she pays the price. Let's just say
shit.
So
yeah, no, old people could probably be ruthless. And lucky I was hiding in the corner of the elevator, so she couldn't...
She didn't even know that you dissed her like
no,
that?
No, no. And I kind of blended in. The walls in the elevator were kind of brownish, so I kind of just blended in, and I just... You know, like when you go to... Have you ever been to Not Scary Farm? And they have those people in the walls, and they're inside the walls, and they're blended in with the walls.
Oh,
and
yeah,
like
yeah,
they
yeah.
move, and you're like, did the wall just move? So that's kind of how I was.
Hate Not Scary Farm.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Do that.
She was probably glad that she missed the elevator with the black guy on it.
True dat, Robert. You know what? She was probably that. You know what? That's probably why she did kind of slow down. I noticed. I was like, I was thinking, okay, if she would have went a little bit faster.
She's like, oh,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, let me pretend to slow down. No,
I
yeah.
have money on me.
Was she clutching her purse?
You know what? And sadly, that does still happen, Marissa. It's funny that you asked that. And I'm a nice guy. I smile, but I got the bald head, and you know, I'm of the I got the darker melanin and yeah I still get the clenching of the purse, and you notice it. I don't know if it happens to you, Rob.
No.
But you notice it. You're in the elevator, and all of a sudden you hear, and you look out of the corner, and the lady's like, it's so
I'm on the reverse side. Everybody asks me fucking what time it is, how to get to places,
because they know you're Mexican, dude. You're like, you're either going to work, or you know, they know something. Okay, well, can you help me out, man? Come on.
I try not to look that approachable either, but people still come up to me.
You know, yeah, you're that guy. I get that too, dude. Like people, I'm standing in Ralph's or fucking Stater Brothers,
excuse
and people.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to? I'm like, me, really? Do I look that approachable?
And see, I'm the one, they always want to tell me about their grandson who's stealing from them or something. You know, my grandson steals from me, and this
they're
is
trying to relate to you, Dad.
Yeah, exactly. This is why I'm buying. Yeah, see, see, I never caught that, Robin. You just made all the sense in the world when you just said that, dude. They're relating to me, stealing, yeah. Black, and they bring a basketball.
Anything in my friend?
Can you dunk?
Exactly. Do you like that Kobe Jordan? I'm like, yeah, I do.
Oh my God, last night, actually this morning, around 3 o'clock in the morning, I was watching TV.
Because
I stay up that late, yes. And I heard... out in the street.
Okay.
So I let it go for a few seconds, and then I hear zzzz. So I go out and look at my front door.
Uh-huh.
And there's a fucking, like, Ford pickup. You know, one of those big ones, extended cabs?
Uh-huh.
Crashed into a building across the street.
Oh, shit. That's not good.
I'm witnessing it back up out of the building.
Are you kidding me?
And it must have been caught on something, because there was, like, tires screeching and smoke and everything, and so it backs out, and then it kind of pulls back up next to the building and kind of parks, and then somebody stumbles out.
Wow, drunk.
It looked like a woman to me. I think it was a woman, but then some other car stops next to the truck. And then there's something going on that I couldn't see. It's too far away. But then the car drives away. And then this person gets back into the truck and drives off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? And they're so lucky no cop was there. That's what they were hoping. As they were doing it, please, God, please don't let any cops pass by. Please don't let any cops pass by. You know that's what they were thinking.
I don't know if she stumbled out of the car because she was drunk, or if she was disoriented from crashing into a building.
Either or. Oh, man. That's a fucked up. Have you ever been in a car accident?
Yeah.
That's not the funnest. Oh, that's just gives me chills just thinking about it.
Because time slows down.
Oh yeah, you see everything, right?
Just happened.
You said it just how it happened. Yeah, it's everything slows down, and you just see everything. You see that truck.
Did I tell you about the accident I got in on my birthday?
I don't think so.
I was on my way to my birthday party.
Uh huh.
Like maybe 4 years ago or something like that. No, probably 5 or 6 years ago. Uh-huh. I was on my way to my birthday party.
Uh-huh.
I was going to go pick up a friend in L.A., driving through L.A. I'm in the lane that you would be in to make a right turn.
Uh-huh.
And I'm coming towards an intersection, and the light turns yellow.
Uh-huh.
So I'm still going, and as I'm going, there was cars, you know, stopping in front of me, so they were blocking the left turn lane from the opposite direction.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't see that somebody was going to make a left turn as I'm coming through the yellow light, because we both can't see each other. Mm. But this dumb bitch turns the left, gets okay. right past my lane, almost halfway out of it, and then slows down.
Okay.
And then I hit her.
Wow. From behind.
From the side.
From the side. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And was it...
Dumbass bitch.
Now, was it your fault? When it was all said and done, did the judge go...
It was determined not to be my fault.
Okay.
Because they Good. Offered me money for my car.
Oh. Hmm.
But they wanted me to give them my car.
Oh, shit. What?
Mm-hmm. That doesn't even make sense.
Like, give me your car, we won't like take this to the insurance?
Your car is totaled, you need to turn it in, and we'll give you a check for how much it's worth.
Ah, okay. What? Well, that's cool. No?
No.
No?
They were going to give me $800.
Gotcha.
My car was a piece
ding,
of crap.
Ding, ding, ding. Makes sense. Makes sense. Not a good trade-off.
It was an American car. It ran for, like, a whole year after that.
And it, damn, you said, fuck that, I'm driving it around?
I did. Well, see what happened, I hit it.
You are truly a Mexican, Rob. I love it.
I hit this car from the side and totally fucked up the axle. I was driving a Pontiac Grand Am.
Okay.
93. Those shits are still made out of metal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So the only thing that happened to my car was that the fiberglass fender fell off in the front.
Oh.
Like the bumper.
Nice.
So I picked that up off the street, threw it in my back seat.
Uh-huh.
After everything was done, uh-huh. I still went to my birthday party.
Uh-huh. That's a trooper. Trooper. It's my party. I'll cry if I want to.
Yeah. I got there. I needed a drink.
I'm sure you did.
And so the next day, you know, my car was parked in front of my house. I walked outside. And it went, because, you know, the whole fender was gone. And yeah. Things were hanging off the front.
You didn't see that the night before.
Well, you know, I could, but yeah. It just always looks worse the next day.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like driving through the ghetto. Like, it looks pretty at night. You're driving, oh, this is a nice city. Why would... Really? I hear this in rap songs. It looks like a nice neighborhood. Then you drive by at fucking 8 in the morning, yeah. Fresh, when the sun's just up. You're like, oh, this is what they were talking about.
And so I put it back on, and I put it back on with string.
Nice.
String, not duct tape?
That is what we call ghetto fabulous.
I tried zip ties at first, and those worked. And I got black ones, so you couldn't really see them.
Uh-huh.
Then I cut them, you know, made them all pretty.
Put a little Hello Kitty sticker on them.
And then the sun melted the plastic.
Damn. What?
And part of it started falling
How
off when
was
I was driving
sun?
Somewhere.
God
How
damn.
How hot was it?
Well, they were on there for a couple months before they melted.
Oh, okay.
And you know, just wore away. So I guess zip ties are biodegradable.
Green
zip ties. There you go.
There you go. Go green on the zip ties, ladies and gentlemen. Especially for the bumper.
I put the bumper back on.
Good shit. And,
that's why it's all about duct tape.
It fixes everything.
Duct tape and zip fucking bars are the shit. I'm telling you.
You remember my broken window from last year?
Duct tape and zip bars.
Duct tape. Duct tape. I put black duct tape over it.
Damn.
I need to redo that, actually.
See.
It looks like duct tape now.
That's what we call ghetto fabulous, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just making do.
Yeah. See? There you go. Until it's a means to the end. Is that what they call
it? And it keeps the rain out.
There you go. Yeah. You only know that by listening to us.
To the Oddcast.
Yeah. Psych.
It's the news.
Good evening and thank you for joining us.
Bringing it straight to your face, really raw, really uncut.
Well, tonight a Las Vegas woman claims there's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat.
And now for the news.
Okay, Rob, well, here's a... I know you're not much of a flyer. I don't know, have you ever been on a plane before?
Yeah, a couple years ago I went on a business trip.
Okay.
Quotations.
Quote unquote. I've been on business trips.
Business trip to Washington, D.C. I flew there.
Okay. Wow. Well, maybe you can take your next business trip on this airline. Apparently, a Thai airline has hired ladyboys as flight attendants.
Ladyboys?
Yes, sir.
Ladyboys.
What are ladyboys? Oh, lady okay. Well, I'll tell you, a ladyboy is a shemale. Okay.
What?
Yeah, you know what a ladyboy is. Don't act silly willy billy.
I thought you meant like group, you know, little.
Oh, no, little lady, little lady boys. No. For those that don't know out there, and there may be people who don't know, a lady boy is a man who dresses up as a woman, has male parts, but looks goddamn like a fucking woman. It's so crazy. Anybody who's seen Maury Povich and guess if it's a man or a woman knows exactly what I'm talking about. And they're very popular in Thailand. If anybody tells you, Rob, that they're going to Thailand for a business trip. They're going to Thailand.
Hey, I'll say this about that business trip I went on.
Uh-huh.
I came back home with $350.
Nice.
Dang,
nice.
What were you doing?
Nice. Well, a new Thai airline has hired 4 transsexuals, including a former beauty queen, as flight attendants. A new Thai charter airline due to start operations on Asian routes in April is hiring transsexuals. More than 100 transvestites and transsexual people applied for the first round of jobs. 4 were chosen, along with 19 female and 7 male flight attendants. Among the successful applicants was Disane Chitpongchorting, who was crowned as Thailand's most beautiful transvestite in 2007.
Wow. You know, they actually have an entire village where those people go
to
live.
Yes, I know. Yeah, it's very popular. It's not necessarily it's the party town in Thailand. I shouldn't know this, but I fucking do. But yeah, there's a big area where they all congregate.
It's kind of like how the gays are, but over there it's like a third gender to them.
It is.
Like they accept it as a third gender.
It's
like,
probably the most accepted in all the world is right. Thailand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One can work in your next cubicle.
Yeah.
Just imagine a lady boy in the next cubicle.
It's kind of weird, though, but it's like you see them over here, too, though.
Yeah, yeah. And you know. Mm-hmm. See, the ones over here, it's weird because during the day, they think you don't know. It's like, no, dude, you look like Larry Bird. I mean, that fucking, come on, man. It's Larry Bird in a fucking wig. Don't even, you know. But no, over there, they go all out. And I wonder if in the cubicles over there, like if they come in like with 5 o'clock shadows, like as the day goes on and shit, do beards
grow that fast?
Yeah. You know what? Oh, yeah. We can shave in the morning and by 5, I mean, we'll get a little shadow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call it the 5 o'clock shadow.
Damn.
Could you imagine? That would be... I want to move to Thailand just to find that out.
Yeah.
Get a 9-to-5 office job.
Dude, why do I always get stories like this?
Hey, I got the ladyboy story.
Hey, yeah, does yours say inmate smuggles 30 items in his rectum?
No.
Damn. 30 items?
For real.
What were the items? I'm impressed.
Yeah, like, seriously.
Honestly, like, I'm not even mad at all. Like,
tonight at 9 on the odd cast. A Florida inmate is in more trouble after jail deputies found out he was keeping an illegal fanny pack in his fanny.
Hey-o.
Neil Lansing, 33, was charged with drug possession and smuggling contraband in jail for having 30 items tucked up his anus.
Dude, what the fuck? Are you kidding me, dog?
Using a rectum as a smuggling compartment is nothing new in Florida, but this has to set some kind of new world record, or at least the state jail system mark.
Yeah.
On top of 17 blue pills and a cigarette...
What?
Lansing was able to fit 6 matches, a flint,
what?
A syringe,
Jesus.
Some lip balm,
what the fuck?
An unused condom,
wow,
and a receipt from CVS.
Oh, gotta have the receipt for everything.
Yeah,
taxes.
Who knows? You might want to return it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Seriously.
You had to make sure whoever got it for you, you know,
wow,
gave you your change.
He only got one cigarette, though.
Yes.
And he's got a carton.
You
like, kind of,
come on, dog.
Now,
yeah.
I'm going to ask you.
Try a little harder,
man. I'm going to point this out real quick.
Okay, what, Ron?
This guy's in jail.
Uh-huh.
Sneaking in condoms.
Uh-huh.
If there was any kind of, like, I don't think that really happens in jail. I think we just figured that out.
It does. And this guy just would break. If he didn't break the world record, he's in contention. He has to be, right?
Yeah. Is there a...
I know. Are they
track of that?
That's what I was about to say.
Is
there
like,
a fucking scorecard? Oh, 17 is
the
highest.
I think we need
right
to
now
get Guinness Book of World Records on that shit right
somebody
now.
Somebody call up Guinness,
you know,
dude.
What I mean?
The guy allegedly had the items in his anus during the entire time he was before the judge who sent him to prison.
Wow. That's a good few hours, dude.
I wonder what his face looked like.
For real? Ouch. Oh, dude. I mean... I wonder what went first. Like, did he plan this out? Did he have to take stuff out and put stuff back in? Or did
Maybe
he just
he
start
knew.
Shoving shit in there?
Maybe he knew he was going to prison.
That's crazy,
he
dude.
He must have one insane poker face is what I'm just going to say. You know what
a fucking
Before
poker
judge,
face.
Like,
yeah, he looks so calm. Jose Rodriguez looked very calm in court today. Looked like he didn't even think he was about to go to jail for 10 years. But he did. And he's in. Like, why did he
That's
look so
some
calm?
Zen, like, mind power
exactly,
right there.
Exactly, dude.
Or maybe he was antsy and jumpy and they thought he was on crack.
That could be it too. Get him in there now. Get him in there faster. Oh man, people. All right, let's see. Oh, this kind of sucks because a lot of people are going to be having babies due to this. But apparently, thieves in Malaysia steal $1.5 million worth of condoms.
What?
A Japanese rubber company says that nearly 85,000 boxes of condoms have been stolen in Malaysia. Sugami Rubber. The boxes were en route from a factory to a port where they were supposed to be shipped to Japan. The company described the theft as unfortunate and said it was the first time such a thing had happened. Yeah, no shit. The boxes contained some 725,000 individual condoms worth 121 yen or 1.4 million American dollars.
I bet you it was going to a whorehouse.
Could be. That's a good three days. Yeah, that's a good long weekend. 1.5 million worth of condoms in a whorehouse. That's good.
They're, you know, trying to cut back on expenses.
For real. Exactly.
Damn, babies are expensive, dude.
They are.
Either that or maybe they're like, hey, free condom promotion, come to our place.
Good call.
And they're not
buy
not.
One whore, get a condom free.
Comes with the condom. It's like free Wi-Fi every fucking where you go. Oh, free condom. Have them attached to them and shit. So I feel pretty bad for some people in Malaysia because there's going to be some babies going on because of that poor little debauchery there.
Oh.
Sucks.
Let's hope not. Yeah. I don't think they need any more children.
Too many Malaysians in the world.
Let's see.
I don't know either.
Tiny African nation outraged as government bans farting.
Get the fuck out of here.
Another.
How are you going to enforce
another
that law?
Another story involving the anus. Thanks,
you know what, Robert? It's Thank just you. A mental. It's subliminal now. I figured it out. It's subliminal. Sorry, man.
Government officials in Malawi have caused a stink.
Heyo.
After controversially tabling a law to ban farting, in order to promote public decency, the tiny African nation is straining to outlaw the passing of wind in public. A new bill set to be introduced next week says any person who violates the atmosphere in any place,
the atmosphere. Wow.
In any place so as to make it noxious to the public, to the health of persons in general dwelling or carrying on business in the neighborhood or passing along a public way, shall be guilty of a misdemeanor.
Sir, you have violated my atmosphere.
Yes. Many have called the measure unenforceable. But members of the government have advised it be prosecuted along the lines of public urination.
Wow. See, that's ridiculous. Because doesn't Africa smell like one big fart anyway?
Oh, damn. So now the game my dad used to play?
What
game?
Get him
game?
In,
what?
Can get him in jail. Well,
what did he used to play?
He used to play...
Because you're a weird dude. It could be anything.
He used to walk by and go... He'd call it a drive-by.
Nice. I like that.
We call
cool.
it crop dusting in our family.
Yeah.
So now he really could get in trouble for it.
Nice. What is it? What's the thing where you fart under the cover at the Dutch oven?
Ew.
That's one of my favorite things to play. That's fun, ladies and gentlemen. That's so.
It is not.
It's not. Well, yeah. I don't. Two guys in one house smell like a frat party. I'm sure, but just yeah. It's fun when you.
I guess that's what a frat party. Smells.
When you trick your when you trick your girl and like you get, babe. Oh, that's nasty.
Oh my God.
But you know what? Okay, real quick, I'm gonna let another cat out of the bag because it's great living with a woman now because you realize the little tricks that ladies do. And I'm telling guys, if you never see a woman shit, it's because she does it at 3 a.m. in the morning when you're asleep. And let's just say I've caught my girl a couple times recently getting up at like 3 because I never see her shit. Wendy shit. She never shits. It's 3 a.m. in the fucking...
Is
she
this
must,
a problem? Like,
well, it bothers me because I want to see her shit.
Why?
Just to make sure she's not some weird animal or something.
No, it's okay. Like, all human beings have, like, you know, intestines.
Yeah, but I need to know because, no, she's like a fucking ninja.
Yeah, can we clear this up? Like, girls do poop. Like, everybody poops. There's a book about it now.
I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it until recently.
Not my girl. Not my girl. My girl doesn't poop. Of course not.
She poops daisies. No, Moses. So, guys, if you've never seen your girl shit, that's why. She's doing it when you're sleeping. They set their alarm. You guys set your alarm or something. There's some alarm setting going on vibrate or something, and you guys get up, and then you're done.
It's part of the illusion.
So, yeah, public service announcement again from the
Odd
Guest.
Angel.
Thank you.
Good job.
There you
I'm
go.
Sure Denny's loving this.
Oh, shit. That's right. Sorry, babe.
Broadcast that shit.
Love you.
Oh my goodness.
Your turn, Robert.
It's my turn.
It's your turn again.
Really?
It is.
Oh. Damn.
You're used to Desi being here, huh?
Yeah. What? Me so horny. Hold on.
Get it.
Me so horny. Rapper Luther Campbell of 2 Live Crew running for mayor.
Yeah. He has my vote.
Campbell, the raunchy rapper from 2 Live Crew, is running for Miami-Dade County Mayor in Florida and thinks he could boost the economy with a tax on exotic dancers.
What?
Wow. Okay.
He says,
interesting.
Even though all my stripper friends are going to be mad at me, I think we could stimulate the economy with a tax on strippers.
Damn, you sound just like him, Robert.
Yeah. Campbell told the paper, they make all this money and don't pay no taxes.
Uh-huh.
I'd take that cash and put it into a fund where it supports your athletics. I mean youth athletics for girls like cheerleading or softball.
Oh, what? Nice. Luther's a nice guy, I guess, huh?
Yeah. The MC known for the 1989's hit song, Me So Horny.
Yeah.
Blasted the slow pace of construction at Miami International Airport.
Oh, what?
And the bloated government workforce as wastes of taxpayer money.
He has other issues. I like that. He's not a one-trick pony, ladies and gentlemen.
So he's going to tax strippers?
Yeah, he's taxing strippers. Sorry, girls.
And this is in quotes, too. I'm not too sure who it's from, so I'll read it. There's a Gonzalez after that. So someone like Campbell, with his celebrity status describing these unusual issues, could attract some voters.
Wait, but they're Cuban in Miami.
Hector Gonzalez, Miami University political science professor, told AOL News. he sounds like he wants to be a serious political candidate. I would not necessarily discount him.
Wow.
On March 15th, Miami-Dade County voters head to the polls to recall Mayor Carlos Alvarez. If they vote him out of office, another election will take place later this year, in which Campbell could run.
Wow. Vote for Campbell. And you know Snoop Dogg is going to be running for, like, mayor of Long Beach next, right?
Really?
You what?
Really, what? That's impossible. Snoop Dogg would never get voted mayor.
I would vote for Snoop Dogg, and I bet you at least 100,000 other people.
I don't know. Schwarzenegger was our governor, so
yeah, exactly.
Could happen.
Who would have ever thought?
It could happen.
Yeah.
But it's Snoop Dogg.
I don't know.
He's not that gangster.
No, he's so Hollywood.
Hello.
He's Hollywood.
Katy Perry, have you seen that video?
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, he's Hollywood.
He's the fucking that's mayor true. Of Candyland. You know I think he could be mayor of Long Beach.
I'm not sure I'd vote him for mayor, but my what is it? What do they call it when the approval rating?
Uh-huh.
My approval rating for Snoop Dogg has gone up since the days of Snoop Doggy. You know, you know
he
that,
can't
that,
be worse
is that
than
your
the
song?
Other politicians in office.
It's not my song,
honestly.
but my approval rating of Snoop Dogg has gone up since that song has come on. I didn't like him too much.
Really?
But he grew on me over the years.
Yep. See.
Do you like gin and juice?
I do now.
You like some gin and juice, baby.
Oh,
you.
Yeah.
All right. Last story here, and this guy takes... We are talking about assholes tonight, but this guy takes the asshole cake. He really does.
Oh,
what an image.
That's with all the anal jokes.
Hey, it was an at. Yeah, there you go. It was all
it's
surrounded
asshole
around assholes.
Oh,
this
boy.
Guy, a fiance promises his wife he'll marry her when she gets 1 million friends to join her Facebook group.
What?
Kelly Coxhead got engaged 10 years ago.
Wait, what?
Yes, exactly. This guy is an asshole. A fiance promises his future wife.
No. Kelly Coxhead.
I didn't even catch what? That.
I was like, oh, I, God, Dusty did not.
Wow.
Dusty.
I know, right? Oh, what? Shit.
It's right there.
I should have stopped right after that and just laughed for 10 minutes like a 8-year-old.
It's like a parody on Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Coxhead. Coxhead, which means she has three. She has at least, she has more than one cock on her head. She got engaged 10 years ago and since then has been trying to convince her fiancé to set a wedding date. Now she's closer than ever to tying the knot. All she needs is 1 million Facebook friends. Her fiancé has now become arguably the most unromantic man in history after refusing to marry his partner until she gets 1 million Facebook users to join a group. While other women would have probably left him after hearing such a ridiculous claim, Kelly actually set up a group called I Need 1 Million People to Join for Paul to Marry Me. Come on, guys, help me, LOL. And began asking family and friends to join. She now has thousands of followers.
They've been engaged for 10 years?
I don't think so. This just came out a couple days ago. Engaged for 10
Kelly
fucking
Coxhead.
Years.
Can we put that and, in? Can we search that on Facebook?
I want to add her first of all, oh, and I want to join her group just to help out,
dude,
her cause.
Comment on that shit and be
everybody
like,
out there,
dump your fiance. Are you serious?
All of our oddcasters, Kelly Coxhead, Coxhead. Add her group. I need 1 million people to join
this
for Paul to
thing.
Marry me. Come on, guys, help me. LOL. Join that group.
I said I didn't find her, but I found the story that you're talking about.
Yeah, so make sure you help this. Oh, look at her.
Oh,
that's
God, look
why.
At the Beyonce. Oh, yeah, God. Both of,
and look, I Love Beer and You is on his shirt. Good stuff.
And
see,
beer is still
and
before you.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't even catch that.
Beer first. He might have a problem with alcohol. So you, I mean, that's just like three strikes right there.
Big
so.
Time. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty darn funny. So help this lady's cause out.
Should we?
I think we should. I would urge all of our oddcasters out there to help this woman out.
Can we make another group that says dump your fiance?
Yeah, while you still can.
Dump your fiance while you still can.
While you still have your youth.
While you still have your fucking dignity intact. Well, I don't know. Your dignity is gone.
I think I'm the dignity. Copy I this. Think that ship
yeah.
is sailed.
I think her dignity's out the window. Robert is now going to add her. He's going to be a good Samaritan. This is going to be your good deed for the day. Okay, Rob?
Do you think it's a good deed?
I think it is a very good deed, dude. I think you really should. Type it into the search, and there she is. She only has 2,800 people following her right now.
That's it?
Oh, no, look, right below it. Look, 42,000. That's the original one. So technically, she has like 45,000 people. She has a long way to go. This dude's not marrying you till 2033.
How come there's so many other copies?
I don't know, but damn. There you go. That's probably the main one. Oh, look, there you go.
Oh my.
Wow, this is weird.
There's
you're gonna
even
die
stuff
this.
In
there's
Arabic.
Shit in Arabic on here. You're going to die, you infidel scum. I read about you on the podcast.
There's
you infidel bitch.
In Spanish.
Damn. Oh, people all over the world are enticed
wow.
by it. Interesting. This bitch is wow. So yeah, help this woman out, please. Help out her cause.
Because the podcast
we'll do our part. Even if we get five of our listeners to you know, join your group.
Oddcast bump.
Yeah,
all right.
That's right, bitches. This was the news. Oh.
Speaking of people all over the world, I got a little bit of a complaint because I took too long to post the last show. And this guy from Germany.
What?
Yeah, Germany. He was like, "Where's the Oddcast? I miss my Oddcast." Because the thing was like a couple hours late.
Sorry, mein Frauchen, for that.
I guess he thinks it's Wunderbar.
The Uberstein. I like it. Oh, wait, is that Austrian or wait? I'm confused now.
It was Chris Winchell.
Oh, okay. Oh, I love your donuts.
He said, "Can anyone tell me if it's just me or has the iStore stopped carrying the podcast? The one podcast available in Germany is the end of January."
Oh, what?
I missed my Oddcast.
You know what?
We
thank you,
Chris.
We love
you, Chris Winchell.
And he's an older gentleman. That's really, really cool. Damn, we are fucking people up from like 8 to 80.
And he's in Germany.
Damn, that's really cool.
Damn,
well, you know what?
We've reached Germany.
Now, Robert's gonna promise you, Chris Winchell, if he doesn't, you have the right to kick his ass, but he's going to post a show every Sunday night just for you, Chris Winchell.
What?
And no, Chris gets to kick your ass if you don't. Well, isn't that fair? Fair trade?
Do you really think he's going to pay all that money to come over to
Well, that's the thing, Chris. If you don't mind paying a couple $1,000 airfare, he probably won't, huh?
I think I'll call his bluff just to see
what happens. No, but thanks for checking us out.
Thanks for listening, Chris. We appreciate it.
Rob's just an asshole.
No, I'm not.
Jerk.
No, I'm not.
But that's what the ladies
I'm
love.
Anything but.
No.
It's a good thing I'm not with ladies then, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. No, okay. I'm glad you're here hanging out with us, Marissa, because I don't know if you personally agree with it, but you have to see it in your friends. I mean, first of all, do you agree with the fact that women are more geared towards jerks, assholes, that type of thing?
Women like men with personalities.
Okay. That's a good way to put it.
The other end of the spectrum is when guys say they're nice guys. Uh-huh. We're nice guys, man. Uh-huh. How come women don't like us?
Uh-huh.
Well, if you're using nice, it's a very uninteresting kind of adjective. You know what I mean?
Good call. It's like saying neat. I'm a neat guy.
I'm swell. I'm swell.
Yeah.
Swell.
Doesn't sound fun.
I'm a nice guy. Are you funny? Are you smart? No, I'm nice.
Yeah, okay.
So, it's just kind of bland, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like how when your guy friend is trying to get you to go out with his ugly girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
It's like, she's got a really great personality.
Oh, yeah, good call, Robert. That would be the equivalent, I think. You're exactly right. Because guys, we know, when we hear the word, oh yeah, she's got a good personality or she's nice to talk to.
Oh, she must be, there's something wrong with her.
She looks like Mike Tyson.
Right. There might be a mole on her face somewhere.
There's
not,
a reason.
Not like a pretty one.
There's
like
a reason she has to be set up.
Yeah, she has an ear growing out of her nose.
Oh my.
Something,
dude. Maybe she's a good listener.
Three, yeah, hey.
There you go.
Good call. But no, I learned this trait very early because and women, I'm sorry, you can deny it all you want out there, but I saw it so early that women like the jerks. They like the assholes, the bad, quote-unquote, bad guys. As opposed to the nice, well, neat, top-of-the-line guys, you know?
I'm interesting.
Yeah,
a unique individual.
I do see girls, like, being more geared to take more shit from the asshole.
Right, right.
And then kind of, like, when they're dating an asshole, they will let themselves get all stepped on and everything.
Uh-huh.
But when they're dating a nice guy, they step all over him.
It's like an abused child repeating the cycle.
It's a very childish kind of dynamic.
Yeah, and it's sad because it is very childish. When you think about it, when you put it in its purest, rawest form, it is very childish.
Because it's not about, oh, I'm going to be partners with someone. It's like, I'm either going to control them or they're going to control me. It's very...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Power structure, powery. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And it could lead to stories we read about all the time on our news. I mean, exactly. A lot of jerks down south, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But no, like I said, I did learn this early, and I, like a lot of guys, tried it both ways. I tried being that nice guy. This goes back years. We're talking when I first started dating. Tried everything. The nice guy role, the mean guy role. And not saying mean is a good thing to be, but having a little asshole in you, having a little, I don't care really, you know, like I.
Well, that makes you a little bit mysterious instead of just like, I'm nice, just do whatever you want to be.
And
if you have barriers, you're much more interesting.
Yeah, very.
Rather than, I'm nice, so you can do whatever, I don't really care.
Very good.
Oh,
call.
What do you want to eat today?
No, we're going here.
No, what do you want?
We're going to go eat here.
I don't know, whatever
here.
You want. It's just all about you. Mm. It's like, no, how about you? Hey, I found
Make
this
me
really
do something.
Awesome like Mediterranean food place. Let's go there. Uh-huh. It's being assertive, not necessarily mean.
Aggressive,
or like a jerk.
Yep. And women want us, we talked about this in the show before, they want us to take charge. I don't care. Once again, there are the very exceptional few NOW, National Organization of Women out there who don't want you to open their door and don't want you to fucking all that. But you know what? Majority of women want a man to be in control.
Or at least, you know, be interesting.
Act like he is.
No, I mean... I might be one of those women that you're talking about, the NOW kind of radical women. But,
uh-oh.
But I mean, you know, you want to be with someone that can you know, give it right back to you instead of just like
taking
give
it.
People shit, and we want people to give us shit back.
Yep.
That's the secret of it.
Yeah, I think
don't take shit from people.
There you go.
I think Marissa's right. The women do want a little bit of assertiveness.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes it's hard to find somebody with the right level. And sometimes the assertiveness comes off as asshole or jerk.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to get the little bit of assertiveness that you're looking for, you got to take a little bit of the asshole.
Yes, you do. And if Richard Ramirez, the fucking Night Stalker, gets fan mail from women and gets married in jail and all this shit, I mean, that's just taking what we're talking about and exaggerating to 100%. That it happens. It's so crazy that this is a killer. I mean, we're talking a cold-blooded killer, the asshole times 8 million, right?
And well, this one would assume when he's killing you.
Yeah, exactly. He's a nice guy. He was a nice guy, but he stabbed me 82 times.
Some people are just masochistic like that, though. You know what I mean?
Or lonely.
They like to be hurt.
Damn. Call the Oddcast and tell us if you're a masochistic woman, because I like a masochist. What's a masochistic? Wait, what is that?
That's
let me make sure I'm not throwing nothing out there.
You like pain.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
well,
call us if you're a masochistic woman.
If you like masochistic women, that would mean you're a sadist.
There.
Which means you like to inflict pain on women.
Yeah.
Or others.
I could be.
I'm not just going to like exclude.
I could be a little half and half, actually.
So you're a sadomasochist.
Does that exist?
Yeah.
Then that's what I am.
She goes to school.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're,
you're
learned.
I was sixth grade.
You're learned, aren't you?
You learned.
I learned my letters pretty good there. Right.
You impressed me. No, yeah, but I, for the record, I guess I am a sadomasochist.
Sadomasochist.
But I don't like pain that lasts more than 5 seconds. I could take 5 seconds max of pain, and then that's it. Like
so you don't like razor blades and knives.
Nah, fuck all that. No. Little bite on the nipple, little bite like real hard on my shoulder. Little slap in the face.
Candle wax?
Nah, don't fuck that. Because first of all, that comes with you got to tie me up. I don't do tie-ups. I've seen Roots. I don't do tie-ups, okay? Don't bring no fucking ropes around me,
what's
no handcuffs.
What's your name, boy?
Toby! I am not Toby. I'm fucking
Kunta.
I would
hope that you'd be saying fucking Kunta.
I'm Kuta.
So he likes being bitten and slapped around a little bit, but you know he draws the line.
Yeah,
tied up.
No tying up for me.
No
man.
Sharp objects.
I mean,
no.
That takes a lot of trust.
What
see.
About paddles?
That takes a lot of
no,
trust.
No
whips.
No, none of that. No. Once again, I've seen
those. Those riding. Things?
No, the
maces?
Not cat of
no.
nine tails.
Yeah.
No, none of that. I'll do that to you, but.
They have a butt plug that looks like
no
a fox
fucking
tail.
Butt plugs, Robert. No fucking butt plugs, okay?
Wow.
Dusty does
saying.
Not
that's
do
a pretty hard line in the sand there. No butt
walk around
plugs
it.
Ever.
No. The sale of butt plugs just went down like 20%. Shit.
That line is drawn with one of those parking lot stoppers.
I know, right? Never.
But speaking of sex, seriously, I think, and Desi has brought this up a lot, and we've talked about this too. We haven't really got into depth of it, but the power of the dick makes women stick around a lot more and put up with a lot more shit than they would normally put up with. If the guy's not a good lay, I truly believe this, she wouldn't put up with it. Unless he had money and she's still getting dick on the side or something, she's not going to put up with the dude.
Mm-mm.
No, because the guy, if he's making her come fucking four ways to Sunday or whatever, she's going to put up with a little bit of shit. She'll let him drive her car with no license, no insurance. Girl, I just got out of jail. I'm on parole. All that shit if he lays down
damn
the pipe.
Damn, girl, I'm the shit. Look at me.
Yep,
I
yep.
got parole.
I'm on parole. See? Most
look,
niggas
got
don't
this
have
bracelet
parole.
On my ankle. Uh-huh. Shit, see? I bling that shit out.
I'm different, all right? I'm different. I ain't like these other suckers, man.
Just misunderstood. Just like in the hood.
Ooh, Rob, keep going, Rob.
I don't know.
Go,
no
Rob.
Because I...
Oh, you suck.
I know. I do.
But no, I really think that's a big, big reason. And a lot of women would agree with me. And I also came across another article from our good friends at AskMen.com.
AskMen.
Not AskMen or
AskMen. Are you sure?
Did possibly.
They sell butt plugs?
No lumberjack websites or anything. This is
no.
AskMen.com. And they gave us some reasons why women love jerks.
Okay.
Yeah. And I want to read down these, and I want to see and kind of use Marissa as our resident
woman.
Oh, don't
worry. I won't be shy.
To help us out.
I won't be shy.
Yeah, and let us know if this is true, if it's way off, if it's close, if you've experienced, you know, things like this with your friends. I'm very, very curious. Number one is basically jerks are more fun to complain to their friends. I guess women, you know, like to chit chat a lot.
Oh, drama.
Drama. He
Everyone
does this.
Everyone loves drama. You can have like the best life in the world, but if you have like, you know, like a kind of a jerk boyfriend, everyone's going to be like, oh my God, he treats me so bad.
But you know what? On the friend side, that gets old real fast.
It does, yeah. Right? You're like, bitch, I got shit to
do. Like, again, we're talking about, I already told you what to do.
Girl, this is the same problem. You need to, you know,
like, I already told you what to do 3 times ago.
Yep.
Shit.
There you go.
I'm going to write it down. I'm going to send you a fucking video on YouTube.
Jerks are supposed to have an expiration date. You get rid of them real fast so you can keep your friends and complain about new problems with them.
Now, this is a very interesting one because I think all these nice guys out there who, happy-go-lucky guys, are the ones that really end up shooting up offices in, you know, 5 years because they fucking their boss tells them something they don't like. And I think that goes the same in the dating world. Jerks will actually tell you when they don't like what you're doing instead of getting mad about it 6 months later like a nice guy would.
No passive aggressiveness.
There you
Just
go.
Just be fucking aggressive
there
or assertive.
Go.
Assertive. I'm sorry.
No, you said it right
oh
the first
God.
Time. You know you
like, really?
You don't have to front for the podcast. You don't have to lie to kids.
You know how they... Oh my gosh. But anyways, like...
No, but that does make a lot of sense, right? Because sadly, a lot of women are like this. And just I'm speaking from experience that a lot of women are they'll hold stuff in. And then like when you have one little thing you do, you put the soap away the wrong way or something like that. That brings out like
God
20 fucking things.
You don't respect me.
Yeah. 3 months ago when we were leaving that restaurant and that girl was passing by and you looked at her. I'm like, what?
That's a
remember that shit.
You know what? Women keep report cards and shit. Like they won't say anything.
I believe it.
At the end of semester, you're going to get a fucking report card.
You're
going to
get
mean?
It, right? And have like, it now, too.
And all your friends are going to know, too. They're going to know
that's
all your
funny.
Grades.
That's funny. That's
Let's see what your GPA is.
How many S's do you have, motherfucker?
Unsatisfactory.
Oh, yeah, he's satisfactory in that, you know.
What's your grade, Dusty?
I would say I'm a B+. I'm
B
just
plus?
Throwing that out there. I'm a B+.
We'll see.
I'm not an A.
Semester, right?
We will.
See. We'll see.
Yeah. I got a few more months till the semester's over. You know, so anything can change.
You don't get a progress report?
Yeah. I kind of calculate my progress reports by how many hand jobs and things like that I get on a spontaneous basis. If she doesn't do it spontaneous, you know, like if she goes like a good
really
3 weeks or something,
you. She's
mad at me about something. But if she's doing it like a couple times a week. I'm like, okay, I'm doing good. I'm doing
you gotta
good.
Wait. You gotta wait 3 weeks before you know if you're in trouble.
Yeah, it takes that long. About that. Because once again, they'll hold it in. They won't say anything.
You should wonder after a week.
Yeah. What, my girl whore or something? You say she's a slut? She just going around jacking me off all day?
Well, obviously, you get it 2 or 3 times a week.
That's just the hand jobs.
I mean, I wouldn't say that's slut. It's just for you. I need more power to her.
No, she's definitely
up. When is she going to come back over here? Is she embarrassed or what?
No, she's actually in San Diego this weekend. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to bring her in. Yeah, it's been a while since she's been on. Huh?
It's been months.
Yeah, she's been my designated babysitter right now. So she's back at home watching my son
for
me.
Why know you don't have your son all the time?
You know what? About 75% of the time I do. So
every Sunday?
Yeah, pretty much.
You used to have some Sundays.
But that all switched around. So
drama?
No, not necessarily. Just I'm dad, and he's getting to that age where he needs to, you know what it is like being a man. So he just hangs out a lot more with me now.
How old is your son?
He's 12. He'll be 12 next week.
Really?
Yes, dude.
What?
Exactly. Crazy, huh?
Yeah, Dusty's 40. Can you tell?
Yeah.
No, 43. No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
I was like,
motherfucker. Fuck you, Rob.
I was like, what? I don't know. It's 12. I don't know.
Now, let's see. What's another thing about jerks? But yeah, no. Back to that, Rob. I just want to teach him, you know, how to masturbate without getting caught and things like that. You know, important stuff that's gonna carry him on in
those,
life.
Those are verbal lessons, right?
Yes, definitely. Okay. Definitely. Written, actually. written, definitely. No, there's no,
Sent by text message?
I don't think you want hands-on experience.
Yeah, we don't want hands-on, no.
I'll be in jail. Just clarifying for our listeners out there who might think that there's something going on.
Dusty's a weirdo. He is kind of weird, but not to that extent, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my.
Our show just turned into a pedophile show, huh?
I don't think people would put it past you.
But you're clearing it up just in case.
Because I don't want them to think that way.
You know fucking DCFS is going to be knocking at my door tomorrow in the morning. So let me make sure I clean up the place and get all my answers together.
A visit from DPSS on Facebook.
Yeah, can you explain this to me? Yeah, so I teach my son how to jack off without getting caught. Oh, shit. I was joking.
Do you give him a schedule of times that you will be not unconscious so that he can...
No, I want to see that the art of growing up... No, I know what you mean. The art of growing up and not getting caught is doing that for yourself and not being told, because the person telling you can be lying or changing their mind. So you got to figure all that out
for yourself. You know what I mean?
You got to figure. So let's just say I know it's only a matter of...
Have you ever left him at home and came back early on purpose?
Nah, just to see what he's doing.
Do parents do that?
Yeah, but you know what? I don't really leave him home too much. But I'll check on his ass all the time just to make sure. Because I know Idle Hands or the Devil's Playground. I know that shit.
Says the guy that's teaching him how to, like, okay, wait for everyone to be asleep. Yeah,
I know, right? Because I don't want to walk in.
Go for it.
I don't want to walk in on him. I'm dreading the day that's going to happen, and I know it's going to happen. It happens to all kids. We've all got caught jacking off from our parents, and it is so fucking embarrassing. And I don't want to go through that. So I'm trying to teach him I'm not trying to teach him. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just fucking joking. Let's move on to the show before I do get a fucking visit from DCSFS. Here's some more reasons. This is actually from another article on AskMen.com about why jerks are more successful in the dating world than your average, nice, swell, easygoing guy. And Marissa is hitting that good. Go ahead. Do it, girl. Do it, girl. Welcome to the Oddcast. Oh, there was no question. I was just noticing you're hitting that that pipe very well over there. And still trying to recover. I love fucking with people in the middle of a cough session. Sorry.
You are a sadist.
There it is right there. She got it. She just got it by that little thing. Just watching people in pain. No, I don't.
Yeah,
I'm
that's the exact it's kind definition. Of fun, actually. Yeah, no.
I'm weird, dude. I need to.
Word of the day.
God, what happened to me?
Sadomasochist.
What happens to people who end up, I don't know, who ends up thinking weird shit?
I don't know.
Because I think I had a normal life growing up. Nothing weird happened to me.
As long as you act on these real feelings, like really act on them, like
damn,
start beating Denise or something, then...
Fuck.
Then you
unless,
might be okay.
Unless you guys have a safe word, and that's totally fine.
Yeah, watermelon. It is. It's watermelon.
Why is it watermelon?
Because I'm black.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It was either watermelon or chicken. It was the only thing we could think of at that time. It was the only thing we could think of. It was either watermelon or chicken. Pick one, and it was watermelon. Because we both enjoy watermelon.
I'm not going to comment on that. I'm just not.
Okay, so for the nice guys out there, here's a little rundown of how to be a little bit more jerkish, a little bit more assholeish, and this may help you in your dating life. We're going to help some of the jerkless guys out there become jerks. And basically, the single most important step in getting a woman is walking up to her and talking to her. Nice guys usually don't do that. I guess the jerk doesn't really care.
Hey, girl.
Yeah.
What's up, girl?
Nothing.
What you been up to?
Just here with my friends.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to come back here with my friends?
I ain't trying to get pregnant tonight.
I ain't trying to impregnate nobody.
I know who you is. I heard about you.
I'm on the pill, girl. I'm on the pill, girl.
What? There ain't no... Is there a male pill?
Yeah, there is pill, girl.
I don't be watching the news, so I wouldn't know, but...
Damn.
And just... then she got pregnant that night.
Ah,
damn it.
Where's the guy? Oh, he's gone. He's gone. What happened to the guy?
He just left.
Oh, shit.
It was him. Get him.
shotgun one anyone.
But yeah, it says so many guys don't do this. They are just too shy or too intimidated by a girl to walk up to her, so instead they hang back and just stare at her like a big dummy, wishing that he had the balls to go up to her.
Oh my God, really? Just talk to her. It's
that's
okay.
It, right?
Everyone's afraid of everyone. Yeah. Everyone's afraid that everyone's judging them, and everyone's afraid that everyone's judging them.
Yes.
They don't care. Just go talk.
And cool. I can understand how the average guy, because guys, 9 out of 10 times, we get rejected, period. If you can't handle rejection, you should not be a guy. I mean, you should not even be at clubs or in the dating game, because 9 out of 10 times, I don't care if you're fucking the Tom Cruises of the world or the fucking whoever's, you look like a fucking god in fucking clothing, you're going to get rejected 9 out of 10 times, period, point blank. And some, obviously, that is a lot higher. You're going to get rejected like 20 out of, you know, you're going to just get rejected all the time.
Now,
but
is this list for being a jerk, is it teaching guys how to be a jerk to lay girls or...
I would say that.
Land girls.
I would say both. But I would say, let's be honest, we're talking 20s here, 20s, early 30s. I'm going straight with just laying.
Laying?
Yeah, laying. Yep.
Because that's what the jerks are doing, right?
That's exactly what they're doing. Exactly. Thank you, Rob.
You the jerks break out are of getting that girlfriend pussy. Mentality.
There you go. At a young age, and the nice guys are attaching. They're getting girlfriends, and you're like, really, dude? You're 16, and you end up being with her for like 8 years till you're like 24.
They could be looking for sugar mamas. So.
Yeah. I love me a sugar mama. We're not going to go there, though. But here's another reason why jerks are so successful, and it's because they don't censor themselves. Part of the reason jerks come off as fun, interesting, or exciting is because they aren't worried about offending anybody. They will talk about whatever, joke about whatever, and even broach sensitive topics of conversation without the blink of an eye. Too many nice guys hold back when they talk to a girl they like. They never bring up sex. They don't even joke about it. They don't even display any sign that they like the girl. That makes a lot of sense.
Damn, girl, you're fucking... Titty's big.
Thank you. You're so romantic. You want to get me pregnant?
What? I love the accuracy of this show. It's amazing. It was like I was watching something in real life. Oh, my God.
That's the bud, baby. We got some good. That's that. What's in this purple can here? What do you guys have?
Blue Dream.
Blue Dream. Ooh, sounds nice.
It's a dream.
That's what it is, baby. We're in a dream right now. But yeah, so that makes sense. Don't censor yourself, guys. You know, don't be afraid to bring up sex. Even joke about it. Like, talk
like,
about
damn, girl, my dick is so big. You wouldn't even know.
You're just too romantic. You're the perfect man.
You know, I put my dick between your titties.
Dang, nobody ever talked to me like that before. Can you give me another drink?
Damn, girl, I ain't got no money.
Damn. Just like all the rest.
Can you pay for this shit?
Sure.
Yeah. No, sadly, that is so fucking true. There's somebody out there right
oh
now doing that shit.
I think there might be too many nice girls out there, too. I'm just a nice girl. I just want a bad boy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Duh.
But, this is totally like Grease. That's the whole movie.
See, there you go.
There you go.
Chasing the bad boys.
That was a horrible moral for girls. It's
it
like,
was,
change
right?
everything you are so you can be with the man.
So you can be with the guy. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Be with the bad boy. And that's the type of world. There you go. It's in
that's
the fucking
exactly
movies.
It, dude.
It's in the movies we grow up in. I mean, and think about all the sitcoms you used to watch when you're a kid or the cartoons or whatever. And
Aladdin.
Why?
Yeah, Aladdin was a street rat. And you got with the princess.
Leave it up to a gay guy to bring up a Disney movie, but very good example.
I was trying to point out that it's being targeted towards children.
But think about like the old shows we used to watch and when the bad boy used to come to school and like a couple of the girls would like be, oh my God, I love him. But he's the bad girl, Jessica, you can't mess with him. I don't care. He knows my feelings. He knows what I go through. Like it's, I don't know, daddy issues?
Maybe.
Is it safe to say that?
Probably.
Can we throw that word out there? I don't know if I like to
Probably.
Throw that word out there too liberally, but I'm going
it's
daddy
true
issues
a lot
of times.
It's true a lot, though.
Yeah, daddy issues.
I mean, it wouldn't be so commonly known if it didn't happen a lot.
Yeah, very true. Keeping it super real. We keep it real because we're jerks. And jerks. And once again, according to Ask Men, jerks are honest about what they want. When a jerk approaches a woman, he makes no bones about what he's after.
No bones.
Hey, girl, I'm looking to fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Can we just wait maybe
30 minutes? No, girl. No, I'm looking to fuck.
I like to. I don't want to be
easy. No, girl.
Can we wait like 10 minutes?
10 minutes?
Damn, girl. Listen to me. Open your ears, okay?
I'm open.
I said I'm looking to fuck.
Okay. Let's go. Come on.
See, that's how you do.
That's ladies, listen. That's I hope no young whip girls are listening to us right now. I hope no.
Oh, they're not listening anymore.
Just
seriously. I mean,
just
at this point.
Just the thought that even if one 12-year-old girl is listening to us right now, is going to do that in like 5 years. It's really going to bother me, Robert. It's really bothering me. And one more point on this one is the girl knows right away what the jerk wants. And, you know, that's why it's like they're saying don't hold it, because girls all know where guys are from A to B. How do I get from my dick to your pussy?
Yeah,
and,
girl.
You know, don't hold that in.
Girl, you know what I'm looking for, don't you?
What are you looking for?
You know.
I don't know.
You know. Right now. Come on, let's go.
But babies?
Come on.
I got my baby's in the car.
I ain't gonna wait all night.
Wow.
My baby's in the car. We ain't all fit.
Now, girl, no. Wow. I ain't getting no babies.
Okay, let me drop them off. And then we'll see what we can do.
All right, girl.
I'm telling you, sadly, there's somebody out there like that, dude. And I've seen it with my own eyes. Can't even lie. Sad.
What? Terrible.
Tisk, women. To the women. And
wait, why are you tisking women?
Because, you know what? I'm sorry, but
they do it
stupid is. Exactly. If you don't know, then you better wake up. And
you have to know you're with a jerk.
Yeah, you got to know something.
We're just saying this because we love you.
Yes.
Stop being with the jerks.
Then I don't know.
Yeah, he's like, wait, let's pump the brakes a little bit there.
But Dusty, you're getting married. You've gotten yourself somebody, so you don't need to be a jerk anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know what? No.
Right, you still have to be a jerk?
What got them, you got to keep it. I'm telling you right now. My girl, she doesn't want to push over either. She wants somebody, take control. Like, you're my hyena. I call her my hyena. You know what a hyena is, anybody?
Do you really?
Oh,
she's my fucking hyena, my ruka.
Damn.
So, you know, I got to, you know, let her know. And one of our listeners, Aaron Saraboff, earlier sent me a Facebook message. I guess we were talking about farts earlier. Uh-huh. I don't remember the show. Like, I
the news story.
Oh, okay. He said, I just made a silent and deadly fart. So, thanks, Aaron, for sharing that with us. That was very, very nice.
He's honest with his feelings. So yeah. He's obviously got a lot of women.
Yeah, exactly. Aaron is a ladies' man. Aaron, I would say, walk up, when you go to a club, use that line, dude.
Exactly.
On the first chick. Oh, my God, you're going to get so many bitches that night.
Oh, my God, you should totally do that.
Destiny has this guy on Facebook. I don't know what his name is. I forgot. But he was hitting on her. Telling her, how he's this hot ass guy from Jersey.
This hot ass, he did. Oh, please don't tell me he put that in the text. I'm a hot ass guy from Jersey.
He even called himself Guido.
I'm a Guido. What?
Yeah.
Huh?
So you know what he's like. He's like fucking Jersey Shore.
I got the skull shirts and the tight, and I pull up the sleeves there, and I got the cigarettes in my sleeves. Mm-hmm. I'm a Guido.
And he was just telling her, you know. Here's mine. He gave him his number.
Uh-uh.
And was telling her, give me a call when you're ready for all this Italian something.
Oh, well, my Italian sausage. Haha, you ready for this Italian sausage?
I think it's the Italian stallion. She might.
Rocky Balboa.
It was just ridiculous. I went and looked at a picture of this guy and said, he said that people say that he looks like the guy from Pauly D.
Oh, okay, from
the Jersey Shore.
Okay, see, Robert, I'm glad you brought this guy up because I want to tell all guys out there, this is a very important lesson you just brought up. There is a fine line between being a jerk and a douchebag.
Right.
Fine fucking line, okay? And you can easily cross that line. Would you agree with that, Marissa?
Oh, definitely.
Fine line. And it sounds like this Guido dude crossed the line. He thought he was being jerkish, but he ended up being douchey. And that's a whole other show. I think we did a show about that like months ago.
He's just being ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, does he really think that was really going to get anybody's attention?
Yeah, girl. I'm like, I look like Pauly D. Anybody who says they look like Pauly D.
I think
like
I would just vomit right there in his face if someone tried to tell me that. I'd be like, really?
Hold on. Thank you. I just threw up in my mouth. Yeah. Appreciate that, Pauly. That's like a girl caught in saying, I look like Schnooky. Okay.
Hey, Dusty. My name is Schnooky.
But that's spelled Chqueey. Okay? I'm Schnooky.
Damn.
Girl.
Damn.
And you know, the people say I kind of look like Schnooky.
So I just changed it. My brother is Himaje. Y'all talked about him on the last show. Remember Himaje? Yeah, but he spelled it Homie J. All right, now that we've offended every single race in the world, should we get the fuck out of here?
I think it's about that time.
Thank you for checking us out and dealing with our stupid asses, Marissa. It was a pleasure having you. I hope you come back and hang out sometime.
Yeah, for sure.
Can you be like our permanent fill-in when Desi is like off or has something to do? Like, seriously, would you hang out with us sometime?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
cool. good hanging out with you, Marissa. She's the tutor, the writing tutor. Yeah. Shit, dropping shit. Blue Dream. We're high and drunk. Let's get the hell out of here. Check us out at podtalkers.com.
Podtalkers@gmail.com.
Check us out every Sunday, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on errorfm.com.
iTunes.
Yes. We love you. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. And be a jerk. It works.